Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm, of course, talking about Merrill Hodge. Merrill, how are the Steelers going to go about replacing Stephon Tuitt, man?
Well, that's not easy. You know, I don't know if it caught them off guard. I think they were, I don't think they were expecting him to retire, but that leaves a void. You know, Stephon's had a tough career, though. I don't even know if he's played an entire year, maybe only one time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's been inconsistent. So they played without him more than they played with him. So they know how to do that. You know, they've drafted some kids that can do some stuff inside, you know, down in the trenches too, that could help them out. You know, I know that having Stephon would have been a plus, but, you know, I think they filled in some with some guys that could shoulder the load there, because that's what they're going to have to play better, because, you know, Tua didn't play, and then Brandon got hurt against the Raiders. When he got hurt, honestly, their defensive line wasn't the same.
Yeah.
So, you know, but he's back and healthy. You know, you got some guys too that can, some depth there that hopefully will make it better, you know, than they had last year, because, you know, they did struggle. There were moments against Cleveland that they played well against the run, but they just weren't consistent enough. And you have to play better. If you want to be a consistent winner in the NFL, you have to be able to control that environment. If you can't, then the other team just dictates, and that's how our league is. You got to control the tempo. That's why people say you got to stop the run, you got to run it, because once you do that, you control the environment and you dictate coverages, you dictate what the defense does, and you limit what flexibility they have.
Merrill, what was their biggest? I mean, they were dead last against the run last year, so it's hard to put your finger on just one thing. But like, what the hell happened to be that bad against the run?
Well, first of all, you know, they had their issues in the trenches with the injuries. You know, they just weren't the same there, number one. And then the linebacking core inside was atrocious from how they complement. You know, listen, stopping the run is, yes, it starts with your defensive line, but those linebackers play a significant role in it. And they were just, as a group, very bad. I mean, just probably the worst in football. In the National Football League. That's how bad they were. You know, so when you have two layers of issues,
yep,
then it doesn't surprise you that you were last. That's, it's not shocking. It isn't like you looked at, oh boy, they didn't play like that. Yeah, they played like that. And that does not shock me at all that they were the last. And that's going to have to change, because you just can't win consistently if teams are able to do that on you.
Do you have confidence that Bush now is going to be better, Merrill? Like the knee, you're not.
No. There's nothing there. Here's what I've always said: after 2 years, in almost every position, you know what you have. And now it's about, and this is where I think management makes mistakes: is you don't want to admit a mistake, and you hold on, and you think that somebody's going to turn the corner, and you hold on. You cut bait and you move on. Not everybody makes the right decisions. There's nobody backs 1,000 out there.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever talking to Bill Polian, and if I remember right, I think he said, you know, if you bat about 600 or 56%, you're a Hall of Fame GM. I'm like, geez, 56%? I mean, think about that.
There's 44% out there on the other end of things.
You know, but when you think about it, you know, I mean, shoot, you know, the first round is so talked about and act like that's the only pick that happens. You know, you got anywhere from three to nine picks, depending on what you gave up or what you had. So, there's a lot of picks that you have to evaluate. The more that can contribute and be a part of your team and fit roles.
Yeah.
Not everybody's going to be a star. For every one star, I believe there's five role players, and that's kind of how a championship team is built. But no, I just think you got to cut bait there. He is who he is. Okay, he doesn't play with great instincts. I don't care if he's a first rounder. I don't care if he's fast. He's not a very good football player. He doesn't play smart. He doesn't play fast. He doesn't even play with great leverage and technique when he does, and he hurts you. There's nothing he does that helps you. People target him in the passing game, and they wear him out. He's never gotten any better there, and he's not going to get any better there. So you got to cut bait. You got to get players. You can't win with that, number one.
Mm-hmm.
So to do that is actually you're telling the team you don't care about the team then. That's a bad part, and I don't believe that Tomlin's like that. I don't think the Rooneys are like that. You can't afford to play with players like that and win. You're not going to win with players like that.
So, Merrill, do you think they could get by with Miles Jack and maybe Spillane there this year? Is that
Miles Jack, when he came out, I really liked Miles Jack. He was a terrific football player. I really did. I haven't went back and looked at him last year in great detail. So I can't speak to, has he. I know he had an injury, I believe, but I can just tell you this from when he came out, I believe he was at UCLA. I think he came out.
Yeah, he
UCLA.
Was. That's right.
Yeah. And, I really like him. He was a very versatile player, instinctive player. I do believe he is an upgrade, I just didn't really follow him a lot last year. So I'm not really schooled on telling you how well he played. But if he's played like he has played in the past, and I've watched him throughout his career, he's an upgrade. And Spillane is really their best inside linebacker, period. End of story.
Wow, okay.
You just watch him you watch him play inside. He's A's athletic. He's smart. He's where he's supposed to be. He takes on people. He makes tackles. He's not a liability in the passing game. You can't expose him in the passing game. There's just a whole host of things that he's so much better than Bush and doesn't jeopardize your team. So if those two as a group, they draft this kid from Ole Miss, I think the
this year or last year?
Yeah. No, this year.
Williams.
I think it's
7th round pick.
Yeah, Mark. Mark
Williams.
Is it Robinson?
Robinson. Marcus Robinson. Yeah, my bad.
Mark Robinson. Now you talk about a little buzzsaw.
Okay.
I mean, he is a buzzsaw. He's instinctive, and he is a. Here's what happens. Because they're not in the first round or second round or third round, you think Hardy Nickerson was a 5th round draft pick, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Hardy Nickerson.
I think Greg Lloyd. I think Greg Lloyd was 5th or 6th. Or they're right around that category, And I think that's lost. If you're not a first round, you're not going to be a great football player. You don't have a great skill set. And that's what's lost about the draft, and is wrong about the draft. You talk about 30 players, if that, and there's 270 drafted, and you act like that's all that was drafted. I mean, I went and put some tape on him, and that dude's a buzzsaw now. I mean, he gets to the ball instinctive, and will tackle, and will hit. Now can he transition and play NFL football? Well, we'll see that, but he does have a good skill set.
And he's green. He started as a running back in college, was a walk-on player, so there's probably upside there, Merrill.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's interesting. Yeah. That is interesting. But I tell you what, he's great. He's got fabulous instincts. He's a good tackler. I mean, he gets to the ball, too. I mean, he's very instinctive and aggressive. All the things that actually Devin Bush is not, to be honest with you. So.
Yeah. Merrill, how about you mentioned that because you've watched some of these rookies and we started the conversation with Tua. Have you had a chance to watch Liel, the Texas A&M defensive end?
Yeah.
What do you think of him?
Yeah. Well, I will tell you this. The thing that I was impressed with him the most is that Khalil Mack's the best defensive player I've ever seen in college football. Ever.
Wow.
And been doing this for like 25 years. I've never seen a guy who played with such fabulous technique and leverage. And he could play end, outside linebacker, inside linebacker. It didn't matter where you put him. He'd been the best defensive end, outside linebacker, inside linebacker, period. Now, so I watch for those are the kind of things that I'm looking for first, because if you can't play fundamentally sound and you don't play with great leverage, you don't know how to strike, separate, and get to the ball and have instincts. Like if you lack those things, let's say you're a good athlete, okay, and you run around and make plays, and oftentimes they don't block you, which just happens all the time. I mean, in college, I can't tell you how many people we could go through in the history where we're first rounders are like, okay, they didn't block the guy. That's why I say TV lies and highlights really lie.
Yeah.
Because half the time the guy was making plays when they never blocked him. Okay, well, they're going to block him in the National Football League. Then when they did block him, you know, he had poor technique, couldn't get off the football, had played with no leverage. Okay, this kid can. I mean, plays with super leverage, you know. And you know, he's a guy that can play, that plays inside and outside. You know, there's some versatility to him that I like. And yeah, I think he can handle that because of the fundamentals he already has. You know, so you can do some things with him. You know, you just don't have to stick in. You could probably stand him up. I think he appeared to be that versatile. You know, now you don't want to overwhelm a kid in his first year. They wouldn't do that. But, you know, he has that. He's not limited. You know, he isn't like, that guy's a tackle. You know,
yeah.
And he has some wiggle to him. I think he plays with, he played inside at tackle too, you know, and he knows how to play in those areas. And I that's what impressed me by him. And, you know, now if you can just hone in and focus in one area and let him develop, you know, and let him around play, I think he could be a plus for the Steelers.
Yeah. Merrill, hey, people can get your stuff right now on what, Steelers.com? You do those great video breakdowns there. Is that the best place to get it, my man?
Yep, Steelers.com. And we put it on MerrillHodge.com too.
But oh, good.
I'm going to go to the studio here in a couple weeks and start throwing some videos together for getting ready for training camp, brother.
Awesome.
So, it won't be long and we'll have it out there. So I appreciate you guys having me and mentioning it.
You bet, man. Anytime. You're the best, okay? Have a great weekend.
Take care, brother.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!